It might be the car or light truck that gets you to your job every day. Maybe your child drives it to school. Or perhaps your drivers deliver goods to the customers who keep your business going. The bottom line is, you rely heavily on that vehicle to be safe and reliable day after day, and that means regular maintenance by professionals trained in the latest automotive repair techniques. For Brenda and myself, that means Advanced Automotive is the only repair shop we trust with our personal vehicles. Advanced Automotive does everything they can to make car care easy. Founded in 1993 by Tim Morlock and now owned by his son Cody, carrying on a tradition of honest work at a fair price. Find out for yourself by visiting AdvancedAutoReading.com or go to RepairPal.com, or you could just call 530-244-4423. It's a great little repair shop that's a bit hard to find, but worth the effort. At 5756 F West Side Road in Reading. Advanced Automotive. And hello once again. It's Boomer Tech Radio. I'm Bob Belongi.
Along with Brenda Belongi.
We are analog, living in a digital world. Welcome to the program with goodies, gadgets, gizmos, and, of course, the tech news that you can use. Live this week from the studios of KCNR, because we have a busy day ahead of us. For those of you listening to the show live rather than on the podcast, hope to see you tonight along the route for the lighted Christmas parade, which we'll be announcing for I don't know the how manyth time. But
I've forgotten now. It's been a while.
Unfortunately, likely the last time, because as I have made no secret of, we are relocating after the first of the year, which also means that this program that you're listening to right now will come to a close after a nine-year run.
Almost 10.
Almost 10 years, so not bad. January of 2010, I think, is when we took to the air.
So I will look here. December 29th will be our last show.
Yeah. So in the meantime, we'll try to do the show live as much as we can.
So if you really don't like this show, you only have to put up with it five more times, including today. But
we
hopefully
do,
we hope you find some use
hope
in this show.
Over the past...
you can always vote with your ears.
Past years that, you know, some people have found the show to be at least somewhat useful. We've heard that from time to time.
Never fear, though. I believe there's plans in place to replace it with something similar.
Right.
Which we think you'll enjoy even more.
An incredible show. I'm not at liberty to reveal what show yet. But the wheels are in motion to fill this time slot with a nationally syndicated, very fascinating show that I love to listen to, and I hope that you will enjoy it too. We like to talk about things technical. We're not going to fix your computer. I'm not Kim Komando, nor because she looks a lot better, to be quite honest.
Matter of opinion.
But we cover this show, the technical stories that we find fascinating, and like to pass them along, and we try not to get too embroiled in the jargon and translate some of the alphabet soup, because that was the whole idea of the program.
Just a bit of news based on a personal experience here right away is that I received what I believe was a phishing call from someone claiming to be from Medicare.
Ah.
And Medicare, first of all, isn't going to call you. Second of all, they had no idea that I'm way too young for Medicare. And as soon as I started laughing and said, I didn't get past the word young, and they had hung up on me. So I should have played along a little bit further to see what it was. But let's just say the person that was calling on the other end of the phone didn't sound like somebody from Medicare. Let me put it that way. Not that I'm sure. Right. I don't know exactly what somebody from Medicare should sound like, but that just didn't ring true.
Yeah. Most government agencies, for this very reason, will not reach out via telephone, nor will they reach out via email. And especially, they're not going to contact you on your messenger or any of that. What they will do, and this is codified in law, they send a register. If it's an important matter, they send it through the U.S. mail. And if it's important, i.e. you owe taxes, They send it registered so that there is a paper trail. And this has always been the case. Never give up your info to an anonymous voice on the phone. I don't care if they say they're the president.
Yep. You need to make that call yourself to verify that that is exactly who it
and
is.
And don't call the number that they'll give you because they're on to that.
Yep.
And this holds true for your bank, for a hospital, for a collection, for anybody. Thank them for their time. Get their info. Get a case number if they want to provide one. Then go look up the phone number and make the call yourself. Because that's the only way to be sure that you are talking to the legitimate agency.
Yep.
But they never give up. But and they must have occasional takers, because otherwise they wouldn't keep doing it. Well, same with the Nigerian money laundering scandal.
Well, the rapidity with which they hung up was another issue. Yeah. And then also this time of year is a time of year when a lot of organizations will call and solicit donations. Folks are in the giving mood mm-hmm. during the holiday season.
Yeah.
And you have to be very careful of that as well. It's the same kind of thing. Sometimes they're not what they say they are. And even if they are what they say they are, be careful because, you want to do a little research before you donate. It's up to you, of course, who you don't actually donate to. But there are many organizations that are well-known, large, outfits that you can donate to that have very high overhead. Mm-hmm. And so not a lot of your actual dollar goes to people in need. And
right.
So
technically, these are legit, but they're still skimming the money.
Well,
they're skimming off the
right.
top.
Right. They're paying, their executives a lot of money or what have you. So, this is just me speaking. I would like my dollars to go directly to people that really need it.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, if you want to help with the recent fire victims, one of the best things you can do is gift cards to stores so they can replace things that they have. And every dollar that you put into that gift card goes to the person mm-hmm. that's displaced by the fire. And so it doesn't have to pass through an organization's hands first where they take off their share. If they do. And not all organizations are like that. Trust me. There are some that do pass on a great percentage of the donations that you give to the people that they are organized to help.
Yeah, do your homework. There are some grassroots organizations who are collecting, who are distributing. Don't go with a GoFundMe. Go meet the people. Go look them square in the eye. Don't take the easy way out and use an app or donate through your messenger or whatever. Bad idea. And especially through a link on Twitter or something. Are you serious? Come on. Stories in the tech news that we want to pick up on this week. And if you want to follow along, the Flipboard magazine will continue even after this show has left the airwaves, at least for a time. And if you want to follow along, subscribe to Boomer Tech Radio on Flipboard and sign your name on there. It's free. It's a great service. I don't agree always with their politics, but their tech coverage is pretty good. Great story here. Now, when we took got back from a trip up to Coos Bay, Oregon. One of the things we wanted to do on this trip was install a Nest thermostat so that we could remotely monitor what our heating and air condition heating system is doing. You don't need air conditioning in Coos Bay, trust me. As a Redingite for my entire life,
as a general rule, no.
I'm quite happy to say that in Coos Bay, Oregon, you do not as a rule need air conditioning.
It would be a very unusual event.
It's called opening the window.
I forget what the record high there is. I got to look it up. It's nothing compared to here.
Right, right.
But at the same time,
they hit 115, they die.
Oh, well, if it hit 115 there, I don't want to know what it would be in Redding.
Yeah.
It would be just vicious here.
Global warming notwithstanding.
Yes,
that's
just something else.
Lead story here on Boomer Tech Radio Magazine. Apparently, the Nest servers have been going down. Now, it talks about their cameras. Ring is the cameras. Nest is the... I think the author of the story got it wrong. I think they were confusing Nest and Ring. And if you look at the packaging and you look at the corporate culture, we determined that Nest and Ring are connected at some point or have been connected at some point. Because When I installed the Nest thermostat, the hardware, the instructions, the packaging is nearly identical to our Ring cameras. They both use the same pressed paper packaging because they, you know, trying to keep the plastics out of the picture. They give you a fancy little screwdriver with which to do the installation, and it's really easy. I had that Nest thermostat up and running about 45 minutes.
Yeah, that was a complete system check,
and that was run.
That's from the time you started looking up online how to.
Right, and it takes. What's really cool is when you start the installation, you've actually got on your tablet or phone step by step instructions with pictures, and it determines. You tell it what color wires you see, and 98% of heating and air systems use the same color codes for the reason. It's a standard.
Mm-hmm.
And you simply match the colors, put them in the terminals. The whole thing fires up, and you make sure that you turn the power back up. Turn the power off before you start. Turn power back on, because that was – I'm going, why isn't the darn thing working? Well, Bob turned the power back on first. Yeah. Nest is having some problems, though. A couple of days ago, the whole system went down. Now, of course, even if you can still control your heating and air system.
There are cameras, Nest cameras.
Hmm.
Ring and Nest are not the same company.
They obviously...
They're separate.
...come from the same DNA, though.
Well, that may be so, but there are definitely Nest cameras. I'm looking at pictures of them, and they don't look like the Ring ones.
Yeah. The Ring cameras, of course, are there. They have a doorbell, which is kind of nice, but you can also replace your porch light, and which is what we have done, and we can maintain eyes on the Coos Bay property, which is kind of nice. But Nest is kind of going up and down, but apparently their security cameras were offline. For some time. Now, we've never had an outage with our Ring cameras.
Not so far.
But any of these systems can either have a breakdown or they can be compromised.
They're computers. They're like cars, you know. They aren't flawless. They go and go and go and go, and they have high reliability, but they aren't necessarily completely without their problems.
Mm-hmm. Now, Microsoft came out with what they called the October update. Remember that? It was much ballyhooed, and a lot of talk about the October update, lots of new features. And then they almost immediately stopped issuing it because a lot of people, even if they're on a Windows platform, like to use, especially if they use an iPhone and they have a Windows PC, they like to be able to update their iCloud stuff on their PC. Well, the new Windows update disabled syncing albums.
Oops.
After users updated to Windows 10. Now, I can see Windows saying, now we'll show those Apple people, but a lot of people work in both ecosystems,
right.
Even though both Apple and Microsoft would much prefer you just bought all their stuff.
Right.
But the fact is, most users, just like I don't have one screwdriver, I have a toolbox. And both Microsoft and Apple and even a little bit of Linux are in my toolbox.
Well, there's reasons to have all of those, definitely.
You should upgrade. If you use iCloud, you should update to the latest version for Windows and then install the Windows 10 update. There's a few features. Nothing really earth-shattering. On the Windows 10 October update, but a lot of little tweaks in there. By the way, I still have not, while we're talking about system updates, updated my laptop because it's a 2012 MacBook Pro to the latest version of Mac OS, and it keeps bugging me to do this. But I have some compatibility issues. One thing is I use an editing program called Audacity. And I'm not 100% convinced that Audacity is going to play nice
well.
Yeah, with Mojave.
Definitely compatibility issues or something.
And there seems to be a mixed review. No, once you pull the trigger, you can't go back. You jumping off a cliff software-wise. You can't roll back and update.
There's no...
On the Mac OS.
Any news, though, that you can look for to see if Audacity will play with that?
The reviews are mixed. You have to have a few things set up, because what it does, according to what I've looked up, it handles the audio differently through a different set of... routines, if you will, and it loses track of where it's supposed to go get the audio. So you have to go in and you have to dig a little deeper than you did to begin with to get your audio to work on the Mac OS under the new Mojave. We've improved your user experience.
Yeah, right. New and improved is often new, but it's not necessarily improved.
You know, it's work, but they have to keep these engineers working, I guess. You know, they got to justify their paychecks by adding new crud to their feature set, and they end up breaking the darn thing.
I guess.
What is up with that? You know, it's like phone update.
Job security, I guess.
Yeah. Now we've got a couple of stories about cryptocurrencies, including some very famous people who got themselves in trouble with endorsing cryptocurrencies without making it clear that it was paid advertising.
Ooh, yeah, naughty, naughty.
Yeah, but Twitter has been the choice for people to spread their nonsense about buying into cryptocurrencies.
Well, cryptocurrencies have taken quite a hit recently anyway, and they devalued after they went way up in value. They hit a bubble and poosh, the bubble popped. And now some of the cryptocurrencies are not valued for very much. So if you invested in that, let's hope that you did it early on when you actually see some significant growth out of
right.
the situation.
Right. This is not a good time to buy into cryptocurrency because it's crashing and burning. But now, of course, this – and everybody knew this was going to happen. This is the new gold rush. And during the historic gold rush, it was a big thing to sell fake mining claims. Remember, you know, you've watched your history. And that's what these cryptocurrency things are, because everybody wants to jump in on the get rich quick, get 1,000% back on your investment, cryptocurrency mining boom, even the quote legitimate cryptocurrency miners are losing their shirts right now. Because the whole cryptocurrency market is in free fall, and will be until some stability kicks in. With all these different currencies and all the consumer confusion and the whole idea of it is that it's free from the governments and the banks.
Uh-huh.
Well, now you've got the Wild West that isn't going to work. Facebook, now there's a scam on Facebook that's designed to trick you into giving up your credit card information as a distraction tactic. The attackers have set up a series of fake pages and call to actions, the first of which is a fake sponsored ad, the ad which directs to a malicious replica of CNBC, promotes a big investment opportunity into a non-existent cryptocurrency called cashless pay. It was posted from the Facebook page of a musician. He's been asked if his account maybe was hacked. But once the ad takes you to a new website, the scam becomes more impaired. So here again, first of all, if it's too good to be true, it ain't true.
Right.
Second of all, when you do not know who it is, and they can say they're anybody, but if you don't know who you're dealing with, don't be giving up your stuff.
Well, what's really interesting here is that when you get off to the fake CNBC site, it says, Singapore, in an unprecedented move, just announced that they are officially adopting a certain cryptocurrency as Singapore's official coin. Really?
You got
to
be deep in the woods of ignorance to go for that.
Absolutely. That is a red flag right there, particularly when they say... a certain cryptocurrency. Any reputable news source would name it. They wouldn't be so
correct.
So I don't know, what's the word, enigmatic? I can never say that word. I won't call it misleading, but they would be more specific. They would actually have the facts in there.
Yeah.
So really have a lot to do. And anything like this comes along anyway, do a Google on cashless pay and see what comes up. You probably get something about scams.
Yeah.
So it's
always do your homework.
Absolutely. Anything that solicits you for this kind of information, be very, very wary of. In fact, run away in the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. It might be legit, but I wouldn't go there.
Since the 1930s, our highways have been graced by the sleek silver aluminum lines of the Airstream trailer. Do you know that? Since 1936.
Yeah, their external appearance really hasn't changed much.
Has not changed a whole lot. Clipper, introduced back in the 30s. The interiors have evolved over the years. Their top-of-the-line trailer is now a smart home on wheels.
Oh, my gosh.
This according to an article in Engadget magazine.
Now, Airstreams are not cheap to begin
Airstreams
with.
Are not. That's right.
And however, you're not going to have to worry about, well, maybe a seam will pop, but they don't have that rubberized roof that a lot of RVs
mm-hmm,
have.
Mm-hmm.
And they, I believe,
it's essentially an airplane fuselage.
Yeah, part of their history comes from the aircraft industry.
Right. Now, I was under the impression that it was a post-World War II thing, but no, it's pre-World War II.
Yeah, not 1936.
Yeah. Now, did they build airplanes during the war? One wonders.
That's a good question. I will go do a little research here.
The company has introduced smart control technology. It's a way for those who are out roughing it in the wilds of America to control their lights, AC, awning, and heater via their smartphone.
Yeah,
what could possibly go wrong?
Wait. If you are out in the wild lands and whatever, what happens if you do not have cell connectivity? Is everything via Bluetooth? In which case, you have to be right there next to it. So you're not exactly wilding it if you have connectivity.
Helping to connect all these goodies together is Airstream Connected. It's an AT&T-branded modem that not only adds connectivity to the trailer, but also has GPS so you can find your way back to the trailer when you go out hiking. The $25 a month service, standard on the Classic, can be added to other Airstreams at a dealer. You can also pay $360 a year for unlimited data if you really don't ever plan to go home again.
I guess.
The interior
my goodness.
Of the Classic it resembles a cross between a brand new studio apartment and a small yacht. Combining its icon. Now, you know, if I was in a certain direction in my life, I'd take a look at this thing because you've got all the connectivity of your home that you can just roll. And the thing about a big motor home is that it's big. If you've got this plus a towing vehicle, you can park this thing somewhere. Hopefully nobody will steal it, right? And then run around in town, stuff like that, with your tow rig. But combining iconic design and today's tech, a smart move by Airstream, it hopes to integrate smart speakers like Alexa. System's still in the beta stage. Airstream looking out how studying a camper's behaviors can help the system build a robust profile of that person. What could possibly go wrong? On the practical side, based on your history, it can tell you how long your battery is likely to last or if you have enough water to last for the next 3 days out there in the desert rather than have turning the spigot and it goes, That's always a bad feeling.
What's the fun in that? Come on. You know, it's no sense of adventure and planning and whatnot.
Apparently, the president of Airstream, or the CEO of Airstream, Bob Wheeler, bought himself a Tesla and was inspired to incorporate cutting-edge technology into the iconic Classic trailer.
So this is very interesting. It was started in... It was created by, according to Wikipedia here, Wally Byam had a Bachelor of Science in History from Stanford and turned publisher, began building trailers out of Masonite in his backyard in L.A. in the late 1920s. And one thing led to another, and look it up. It's kind of an interesting little history.
We've got, okay, there we go. We've got a break for the bottom of the hour. 530-605-4567 if you want to ask some questions about Boomer Tech Radio.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, the first Monday in December, we have Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. Find out what's happening in Northern California for this month and much more. Plus, what happened this weekend and catch-ups on politics and sports. All here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Ever since we started Boomer Tech Radio, Advanced Automotive has been part of our program. But Tim and Cody Morlock are more than just our advertisers. They're our friends, and they are our first choice when we have our personal vehicles serviced. Why? Well, because after your home, your car is probably your second biggest investment, and it's vital that it be safe and dependable. Advanced Automotive has a skilled staff of certified technicians ready to diagnose your vehicle and get it running right. Advanced Automotive is listed on RepairPal.com, a national rating site where customers can leave reviews and even get an estimate on the cost of a repair. Go where the professionals take their vehicles to be serviced. Advanced Automotive in Reading, on the web at AdvancedAutoReading.com. Visit them at 5756 F Westside Road, just off Bonneville. Call them at 530-244-4423. Advanced Automotive. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm here with Dr. Premalat Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it. Recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
It's a given that your car or light truck is going to need service sooner or later, and often, waiting until later means a lot bigger repair bill. Now, there are many repair shops in town, so it pays to do your research and find out where your friends and neighbors take their vehicles and check reviews online as well. Advanced Automotive of Reading is listed on RepairPal.com, where customers just like you talk about their experience. Advanced Auto has been making quality auto care easy since 1993 and has a philosophy of keeping things simple. Stop by their shop at 5756 F West Side Road, just off Bonnie View. You'll see vehicles from local businesses and first responders in the yard because those customers rely on cars and trucks that are safe and reliable. But more than that, safe vehicles mean a safer community. And honestly, it's the right way to do business. Check them out for yourself. Advanced Automotive, 5756 F West Side Road in Reading, 244-4423. Welcome back. Boomer Tech Radio rolling on. We are live this weekend at KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567. Now, we've talked a lot on this program about, there's a lot of angst about the technology that is keeping an eye on us in either feeding info to Big Brother, whether it be the government or whether it be the corporations or the criminals. But one thing we like to focus on this show is the benefits that some of this technology can bring to people that they've never enjoyed before.
Mm-hmm.
Article in Gadget, which is a website that Brenda has been in touch with professionally. And now, was it Engadget or was it the other
Mashable
guy? Mashable. Okay. Well, we have articles from them, too.
And Axios.
Axios. Okay.
And Mashable often does a bunch of stuff on tech, but Mashable has a lot of different things that they get into. So It wasn't the tech folks that I've talked to. It was some other folks.
Article in Engadget, who has not talked to my wife. They should. About...
Hardly dare.
An augmented reality technology that helps the blind navigate... for those people who are visually impaired, you could be wearing this headset, version of Microsoft's HoloLens, and it will identify the objects. Now, I've got Google Lens on my phone, which does a pretty decent job of identifying dogs, cats, cars, desks, doorknobs, and that's the thing. Doorknob slightly to your left. If there's a chair right in front of you or a door to your right, the closer you come to the object, the higher the object's voice. The team that designed the system doesn't want you to get overwhelmed, so they have different modes for it. The most intuitive option, spotlight mode, has objects speak their names only when you're looking at them. If you'd rather get a sense of what the room is like, you can scan. So it's sort of like one of those adventure games. You are in a room. To your left is a bookcase. In the middle of the room is a desk. You know, so
right.
The software would actually scan what is in the room. There is a cat sitting in the corner. There's a dog coming towards you.
And how does it know these things? So this is an offshoot of the experience that you've had with the camera. Is able to take a picture of or can see what it is.
Google
it'll
Lens
recognize
will
what it is,
yeah.
Right.
And it's pretty good at identifying, as a matter of fact, we're looking at a fireplace, electric fireplace, entertainment center. And I took a shot of it with Google Lens, and it didn't identify that exact make and model, but it did bring
recognize
up similar... fireplace entertainment systems.
Right.
And where I could get them, of course, because that's how they pay for the darn
right.
thing.
So the whole thing is, though, that it recognized what it was, and even though it might not know exactly which model or company made the one that you're looking at, they recognized what the object was.
Why do I can figure out what it is. Why do I need this? But think to the person who is visually impaired or maybe is new to the country. And is trying to learn the English names for objects.
Sure, that could be good.
Mm-hmm.
This also allows a visually impaired person, if they have to be in a specific location in the room, it shows some promise of being able to take you to that or have it focus on looking for that particular thing. And unfortunately, the headsets to make this happen are pretty expensive, but... And this technology is kind of in its infancy.
So what did a cell phone cost when they first came out?
And look what they cost now.
Yeah. But
I mean,
the features that are built in. But you can get if you don't want all the full feature set,
right,
you can get for $100 or less,
reasonably priced,
just a thing that makes a phone call, which
right.
is what the old Radio Shack bag phones were able to do, was make a phone call and not much else. So for the price of those old bag phones, we now have full-blown computers sitting on our hips. But so the technology, it's called the calculator effect, that they become
right.
more capable and become cheaper.
Right, right.
Volunteers found their way through a Caltech building using this system called CARA, or CARA, to tell them where to turn, where the stairs were, and even where there were handrails. So it's sort of your seeing eye dog mounted on your headset. The goal is to make these headsets useful in many places. For instance, you go into a store for the first time and navigate through the aisles as if you'd been there before. Now, we saw a system that uses Google Glass and then an operator
mm-hmm.
who is telling the person in real time.
Right.
The apples are off to your left.
Yeah,
there's a curb just ahead of you.
Right. A couple years ago, application of a wearing a camera and having some identification of the objects is not super new. It's just how they employ that. And the reason they were using people in the system that we saw is because this AI business wasn't quite as well developed as it is now. It's amazing what a couple of years difference.
We have evidence that AI has occasionally, especially voice-driven AI.
It's not always the smart.
Can occasionally go terribly awry. Similarly, a post from TechCrunch talks about a device called a Loro Wheelchair Assistant. Now, as we've mentioned, the person with physical disabilities just can't interact with the world the same way you do. But tech can close that gap. Loro is a device that mounts to a wheelchair, offers the occupant the ability to see and interact with people and things around them in powerful ways. Now, this is sort of like the late Stephen Hawking's voice coder taken to an extreme.
Mm-hmm.
The camera and app work together to let the user see farther, read and translate writing, identify people, gesture with a laser pointer. The setup was demonstrated on stage during Startup Battlefield in Berlin. The team was mostly students who invented this thing. So it gives where you've seen the person, all they can do is control their arm.
Right.
They've got ALS or something like that.
Right.
This actually has a zooming camera on it. And combines with AI, so it kind of adds the features of that headset that we were just talking about to let a impaired person more effectively interact with the world around them. And the
right.
whole idea is to give these people...
Or be more situationally aware.
Yes, to giving these people a little more sense of freedom. And that's really important. We have
a
friend...
independence,
independence. We have a friend who is stubbornly blind, and it's not... and he insists on trying to live by himself. Well, it's nearly cost him his life a time or two, and he's making do. But unfortunately, our friend is not the sort who embraces the technology willingly.
Yeah.
But we have tried to set him up with an assistant, and the trouble is he is so much...
Resistant.
He's technology resistant and proudly so, as are a lot of people.
This is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's not simple to design responsibly for a population like ALS sufferers because the designers
don't
necessarily see things from that point of view.
Exactly. And, there's a lot of, certainly plenty of people that suffer from that, it's a niche market. And yet off-the-shelf things are becoming quite affordable to be able to do these sorts of things. They have definitely done some custom designing for this sort of thing, of course, but it's pretty cool. Amazing how this technology is able to help these people.
The tablet interface is navigated using gaze tracking. In other words, where you're looking on the tablet,
right.
The camera actually identifies where you are looking, and then if all you can move is a finger, that's all it takes to control this system.
It's amazing. Pretty cool.
It can also be... controlled by a sip and puff tube, which I think is how was it Hawking? That's how he controlled his stuff?
No, I think he had limited mobility in one hand. He may have gotten to that point, but imagine being so physically disabled that that's how you can control things. That's severely limited.
A laser pointer allows a user with no ability to point or gesture to signal in ways that the rest of us take for granted, such as choosing a pastry from a case.
Yeah.
Just pointing to it with the laser pointer.
There's, rats. I thought I lost my train of thought here.
System can also track faces and recognize them from a personal database for people who need help tracking people with whom they interact. All of us can lose a name. And that's one of the most horrifying feelings. Hi there, how you doing? Oh, hi. Your mind is going a million miles an hour.
Yeah, you know, just like I know this person's name, but it's not coming to mind.
But we've seen it in the movies where the spy has the mounted camera and there's a team of people looking stuff up for them in the background. The hardware is still underway. They have created a prototype. But a seed round is underway, and this is mostly students who have built this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have seen, as we have been at CES, seeing these graduate students, and we met a couple of female engineers, full, but were they EEs or what? They were full-blown engineers, whatever.
Yeah, I believe they were double E's.
Yeah.
Yep.
Electronics engineering.
Pretty amazing.
Electrical engineering, which incorporates electronics.
You know, I make no secret that I'm not a fan of Facebook, but I'm not a fan of Starbucks either.
And Starbucks has a problem.
And
with
I certainly wouldn't get on Facebook at Starbucks.
Open public Wi-Fi. Well, gee, just as the libraries have discovered, if you have an open public Wi-Fi, a certain segment of the population is going to come in and do the stuff that they would rather not do at home, which leaves evidence, that is, look up porn.
Well,
who thought this would never happen?
Well, the Internet owes its early existence to porn anyway, so not in its entirety. Between sports and porn, that gave the Internet plenty of business early on, right?
Yep. Starbucks says it will stop people from viewing explicit imagery over its public Wi-Fi hotspots at its stores following years of pressure from an anti-pornography group. Enough is enough. That is the same organization that pushed McDonald's into blocking pornographic websites. They have amassed 26,000 signatures and counting. Chick-fil-A has done the same with their public Wi-Fi. So it's going to be a constantly updated database of sites that you can't access. And unlike a public library, which runs into First Amendment, free speech issues by blocking certain sites, and then they get challenged in court, these businesses are offering their Wi-Fi as a service, and they can block anything they want.
Yep.
Based on, and I doubt if there's going to be a lot of public backlash against a place that blocks kiddie porn sites.
You would hope
so. One would hope not. Starbucks has been dragging their feet, and a spokesperson for the company said apparently Starbucks cares more about providing paper straws to protect the environment than protecting kids and patrons on their Wi-Fi.
That's a bit of sarcasm there.
That's a bit
there.
Strongly worded,
yes.
Isn't it? According to CNN, Starbucks did say back in 2016 they were going to get their porn-blocking filters put in, but they still aren't working. And the problem here is that convicted sex offenders who their home system may be getting monitored and their phones may be getting monitored, they can go to these places and get their fix. Starbucks spokespeople say a solution is being introduced in 2019. There are no actual figures, since people tend not to talk about it. There's no figures on how many people actually view porn over Starbucks public Wi-Fi hotspots.
Huh.
I don't know. I would think that, you know, given the traffic through a Starbucks,
you would be easy to track that.
Yeah. I don't know.
They don't want to be, you know, they don't want the cops showing up and shutting down their store.
Oh, yeah, because under the laws, if this stuff gets tracked,
through, you know, you could end up with the cops coming through the door because they're following the IP address.
Right, exactly. Kind of interesting. Oh, mm-hmm. Well, another reason to dislike Starbucks.
Now, we picked on the libraries a little bit, but yes, they've had some problems with restricting sites because then they run into some free speech issues.
Well, true enough. But even so, that's, you know, some of this isn't stuff that you want kids to see or be exposed to even indirectly. It's pretty interesting. And like you say, a private business has the right to do as they wish. You know, earlier in the show, we were talking about scams for solicitations for donations and Medicare scams and all of that kind of stuff. Hacking is another thing that happens, and unfortunately, we're not entirely in control of our information. Certainly, you are if somebody calls and solicits it from you.
Right,
you have a choice
right.
whether to give it out or not. But when a company like Marriott hacked, you
this
don't have
big.
A whole lot of choice
this
if you've been
big.
Been a Marriott customer. So you found out about this earlier this week.
Yeah, something, and I'm trying to find the number again. But it's a ginormous number. It's the biggest data breach ever, which considering what's happened to Yahoo and Experian and all that, it's something like 400 million users of Marriott. So it's a worldwide thing. And everything from their personally identifiable information to credit card numbers and stuff like that.
Passports,
numbers, all of that exposed in this hack. No word, of course, on how this happened, who dropped the ball, but you can bet the class action lawsuits are genning up very quickly.
No, this was an international one of international import. Could be of 500 million guests.
Half a billion people.
Been affected by this thing. So that's crazy. And this has been going on for 4 years. That's the part that I don't get.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. And then,
they didn't notice?
Yeah, really. I mean, maybe that information, nothing was done with it. You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was one comment here. This is a size 10 breach. So it's just crazy. And, of course, the company says, well, you know, we fell short of what our customers expect from us, but you know, it's kind of scary. So I've always said it's one of these things where it is a matter of if or not if when you kind of have to assume that your information is going to get stolen out there. And I hate to be that paranoid, but in reality, so much of this stuff is going on, and you have no control over this data that they had.
Yeah.
It's not like you can lock it up.
When you're shopping online sites, I recommend people either go through PayPal, which has got pretty good security, or get one of those prepaid cards. Now, there are fees involved with prepaid cards.
Yeah, but it
fairly
could,
hefty ones, but you're insulated.
Yeah, that's true. You're completely disconnected from your accounts. The alternative is just be very careful and make sure that you're on a company site that is legitimate. And that you've done business with them before. But, you know, that's the risk. And even people who don't buy stuff online, their stuff is online anyway. It's with a company. If you've done business with a company, even if you've called them up over the phone and give them a credit card, you're in the system somewhere. So lots of breaches with that information. And, you know, it's really annoying as a consumer that you can't protect yourself. I was a victim of identity theft back in 2004, and it's too late. By the time you lock down your credit reports and things like that, the horse is already out of the barn.
Yeah,
and that's a royal pain for the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, it's just insane. You should own your own information, in my opinion. But oh well.
Yeah,
that also becomes somewhat impractical
the
way
product.
The system.
Yeah. Would you be willing, like I said, to pay $50 a year for a secure email service that did not scan your stuff?
What's interesting is that in this case with Marriott, names, addresses, passport numbers, other personal information may have been stolen, probably was stolen, but the payment information was encrypted. Mm-hmm. So why wasn't that other PII, as they say, personally identifiable information,
why wasn't
encrypted?
It all encrypted?
Exactly. Why wasn't it all encrypted? And I just shake my head. You know, I don't know how this works. Obviously, this is a very difficult thing for companies to do, to some extent, for the government
to
do.
Even the government, yeah.
Yeah, and yet there are major gaps in here that's like, why wasn't that encrypted? Oversight, expense, never happened to us, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It's a tough business to stay ahead of the hackers.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of hackers, most people who listen to this program and most tech-savvy folks know better than to ever click on the virus alert pop-up on your computer.
I got one of those the other day.
But people who I know...
Panic,
and they click on it and get going to the call center. 20% of people who see the virus pop-up alerts call the number, the fake tech support. Some of them end up handing over money, enough to make this pay. New Delhi police, with help from Microsoft, is beginning to fight back. This, of course, is much like the scam tech support phone calls that virtually mm-hmm. everybody with a phone receives. Pop-ups that claim your computer is infected with a virus or a common occurrence, especially if you're visiting a shady website. These often appear to be from large companies like Microsoft or Apple, but 99 times out of 100, it's a scam working out of, ta-da, India.
Or some other country. But in this case, it's gotten so noticeable that this article comes to us from TechSpot. The Indian police, working with Microsoft, is starting to shut down call centers that are doing the scams.
The India, of course, it's a hotbed of outsourcing with call centers. It's an ideal location for the scammers. And also, Microsoft's genuine tech support operators are based in the same country, reading out of the book to you for your tech support.
Yep.
Microsoft and the New Delhi police worked together to identify 16 fake tech support centers. They were raided, leading to the arrest of almost 36 people. 24 people were arrested in similar call center raids last month. There were 15,000 victims in the U.S. who lost hundreds of millions of dollars in a scam that saw Indian call center agents impersonate IRS collectors.
That one, the IRS is not going to call you.
Right.
How many times do we need to remind folks? IRS will not call you. You get one of those calls, just laugh at them and say, nice try, Bubba, and hang up.
Older members of society are the ones who most frequently fall victim.
Of course, because
my mom was one of them.
Oh, yeah, she got the Microsoft one. She fortunately got out of that one.
Yeah, she was able to call it because something, maybe if it was because her son has talked about this stuff, she called back. She called a credit card company and said, you know, I think I just got took. And fortunately, she didn't actually end up losing any money.
Yeah, they were able to stop it. And and so her friend just brought her a whole new computer and didn't bother to
interestingly
fire
enough,
the old one.
Microsoft says that millennials are more susceptible to tech support scams. It's not just Aunt Mildred who is falling for the foolish.
Interesting.
More Boomer Tech Radio after the top of the hour news. It might be the car or light truck that gets you to your job every day. Maybe your child drives it to school. Or perhaps your drivers deliver goods to the customers who keep your business going. The bottom line is, you rely heavily on that vehicle to be safe and reliable day after day, and that means regular maintenance by professionals trained in the latest automotive repair techniques.
For Brenda and myself, that means Advanced Automotive is the only repair shop we trust with our personal vehicles. Advanced Automotive does everything they can to make car care easy. Founded in 1993 by Tim Morlock and now owned by his son Cody, carrying on a tradition of honest work at a fair price. Find out for yourself by visiting AdvancedAutoReading.com or go to RepairPal.com, or you could just call 530-244-4423. It's a great little repair shop that's a bit hard to find, but worth the effort. At 5756 F Westside Road in Reading. Advanced Automotive.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Early plans to honor former President George H.W. Bush.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the 41st president will be honored at Washington National Cathedral and that President and Mrs. Trump will attend. The president also has designated Wednesday as a national day of mourning. Mr. Trump has a tense relationship with the Bush family, but he spoke graciously about George H.W. Bush, calling him a man of sound judgment, common sense, and unflappable leadership. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Earlier today, the president ordered flags to be flown at half-staff for 30 days. Congressional leaders say Mr. Bush will lie in state at the Capitol Rotunda from Monday evening through Wednesday morning. World leaders also pitching in to remember the former 41st president in Buenos Aires, where she's attending the G20 summit. German Chancellor Angela Merkel remembers meeting the president then, along with then-Chancellor Helmut Kohl after the fall of the Berlin Wall.
I was Chancellor Kohl in the White House visiting George Bush, and he is the father, or one of the fathers, of the German unification, and we will never forget that.
Massive damage after Alaska was hit with a powerful 7.0 magnitude earthquake and strong 5.8 aftershock Friday. Anchorage Police Chief Justin Dahl says some roads have been closed because of concerns or issues of structural integrity of bridges and overpasses.
Some of the damage reports we have are damage to bridges, and obviously we need engineers from DOT to evaluate that. Some of the damage is more obvious. I'm being told that some parts of the Glen Highway have sunken and completely disappeared. And so we're sort of evaluating how much of that has occurred and the types of traffic diverts that we need to do.
Anchorage and the south central region of Alaska were the hardest hit. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Pat Boone here again, and I assure you, I have never before endorsed a pain relief product. Not until now. Not until Relief Factor came along as a 100% drug-free solution for people struggling with ordinary pain. Quite simply, Relief Factor was designed by doctors to help relieve those occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, and everyday living. Let me ask you, are aches and pains keeping you from sleeping through the night? Or keeping you from taking those nice long walks or playing golf or tennis? You can't really call it living if you can't get around comfortably. The 3-week quick start from Relief Factor may be all you need to lower or even eliminate these pains. A whole lot of people have already gone to ReliefFactor.com, and here's something you need to know. The majority of people who order the 3-week quick start, now only $19.95, go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
A 7-year-old Scottish boy who sent a birthday card to his father in heaven has received a heartwarming reply.
A Royal Mail official responded to Jace Hindman after seeing the card addressed, "Mr. Postman, can you take this to heaven for my dad's birthday?" The Royal Mail's Sean Milligan wrote back saying, "This was a difficult challenge, avoiding stars and other galactic objects en route to heaven. However, please be assured that this particular important item of mail has been delivered." Jace's mother, Terry Copeland, posted images of the letters on Facebook, which have been shared more than 260,000 times. Sarah Shackley, London.
On this date in 1990, British and French workers digging in the Channel Tunnel between their countries finally met after knocking out a passage in a service tunnel. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. California regulators moved Friday to take over an insurance company that can't pay out all claims following a massive wildfire that destroyed more than 13,000 homes.
Merced Property and Casualty Company was pushed to insolvency by the fire that sparked November 8th and nearly destroyed Paradise and surrounding towns. State Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones said the department doesn't know how many people the company insured or the total amount of claims following the fire, but people will still have their claims paid through the California Insurance Guarantee Association. A judge is expected to approve liquidation proceedings on Monday, and the company is not fighting it. Patrick Frost reporting.
A year-end tax bill designed to provide relief for working-class Americans appears to be in trouble after plans for a vote were scrapped late Thursday night, raising concerns that it lacks the votes to pass. The House measure was intended to extend a series of tax breaks that are set to expire. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Ever since we started Boomer Tech Radio, Advanced Automotive has been part of our program. But Tim and Cody Morlock are more than just our advertisers. They're our friends, and they are our first choice when we have our personal vehicles serviced. Why? Well, because after your home, your car is probably your second biggest investment, and it's vital that it be safe and dependable. Advanced Automotive has a skilled staff of certified technicians ready to diagnose your vehicle and get it running right. Advanced Automotive is listed on RepairPal.com, a national rating site where customers can leave reviews and even get an estimate on the cost of a repair. Go where the professionals take their vehicles to be serviced. Advanced Automotive in Reading, on the web at advancedautoreading.com. Visit them at 5756 F Westside Road, just off Bonneview. Call them at 530-244-4423. Advanced Automotive. And welcome back. Hour two of Boomer Tech Radio. I'm still Bob Belongi.
Along with Brenda Belongi.
Analog living in a digital world. Goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and my goodness, how we have seen them evolve over the lifespan of this program. When we started, think about this, when we started, tablets had not yet been introduced.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know what the I do about my tablet on this show.
As we know them and love
them. Quite handy.
Yeah, yeah. The iPhone was out, but I think it was an iPhone. Were they up to the 4 by that time?
I don't think so. I think it was a 3.
Yeah. In that time, I think the first year we went to CES, we were still using our Palm Treos. Remember those? With the little keyboard in them? There are little AT&T Palm Treo phones with the little keyboard. They didn't play music. You couldn't get them to record.
they weren't very sophisticated
they were not
by
sophisticated.
Today's standards.
Yeah. But we have seen the evolution of the tech. Facebook was just becoming a thing when we started this show. So here we are.
We're
coming up on, I think it's our 9th anniversary coming up effective at the end of this year. But we will be, as we announced in our first hour, we'll be departing the area, and the show will be coming to an end because it's time to do other things.
We have other things, yes, we'd like to do. 9 years is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And there haven't been very many replays. Well, we may have repeated subjects, but there are lots of timeless subjects in tech, like strong passwords and the fact that you need passwords and scams and such, like we were talking about last hour and so on and so forth. Endless source of information as technology changes and our use of it changes our lives and changes in our lives. You can't really get away from it, no matter what.
No.
You know, you go to the bank, you go to the grocery store, all of that. In order to get those sale prices at the grocery store, you got to give them your phone number, and so they track what it is that you buy.
Mm-hmm.
And they know what's going on.
So we had an interesting conversation with a young man in a restaurant.
Oh, yes.
Who was facing the challenges that a lot of young people face when it comes to going to college these days. Because a lot of these students go in, and they take the financial candy that is offered them, not understanding that it's going to sink them into debt
for most of their working life, right as they're just hitting the marketplace. when you go for an advanced degree these days, you're in debt for
quite a bit.
Staggering sums of money.
Well, it depends on what you're doing. You know, medical school can be expensive. A lot of graduate students still get stipends and things like that for them to help. They essentially are some professor's lab slave is what it amounts to. So no free lunch there, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Well, where do you get the training if you don't have the funding on hand to go to a institution of higher learning? Google stepping up to launch a nationwide tour in 2019 to help turn community libraries into tech-enhanced training hubs for entrepreneurs and job seekers who want to hone their digital skills for an edge in an increasingly competitive marketplace. The tech giant's representatives will hold workshops at libraries in all 50 states, teaching local small business owners and job hunters of all ages how they can best use basic digital tools. Google will also coach libraries, staff members, and local nonprofit officials on tools and curriculum for year-round career training sessions. Now, these things have been sort of haphazard developing, but there's a there are workshops right here in Reading to train people into stepping into technology.
Yep.
But as we pointed out to the young man in Coos Bay, if I was a young person looking to get into a career and you live in this area, you could certainly do far worse than to get into the building trades right now.
Oh, definitely. I would pick one of the trades. You know what?
Plumbing, electrician.
Exactly.
The pipes need to be run and the wires need to carry electricity.
Micro of narrating Deadliest Catch and Ford ads and Dirty Jobs. Of course, host and victim, experimenter, whatever, guinea pig in Dirty Jobs. He's done shows like that, one form or another, for quite some time. He is an advocate of the trades. And, you know, think about this. No matter how things go, you need a plumber for your house.
The toilet needs to flush.
Yeah,
and these guys
exactly
make some
right.
It's not glamorous. No, you're not designing the next video game. Out of all the game coders in the world, how many actually make decent money? And how many
very few
are busting their butts
it's just like
to get enough to eat?
Sports figures.
Yeah.
Or actors. Very few of them make the big, enormous bucks. The rest of them are, you know, kind of working two jobs just to make ends meet.
But if you can wire outlets, if you can run computer cables, if you can hang a light fixture,
and there is a lot of
will work.
There is a lot of technology being used in the building trades. We recently had someone in the house who needed to figure out the square footage of a room, and they had a little electronic doodad that did that, just bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
And laser levels, GPS for surveying. My brother recently purchased some new property and wanted the corners located. And it's cheaper now to have a survey done because a lot of it can be done via GPS.
Yeah.
And then they can double check some things. And there you go. And it doesn't take them nearly as much time as it used to actually run a physical chain along the ground to measure out things and things like that. It's pretty phenomenal. And so, you know, if you say, oh, people who operate heavy equipment or something like that don't have much education.
You better know
contraire.
What you're doing. Yeah, the newer excavators and things like that, they got like a cockpit in them.
Exactly. So, yeah, maybe they don't have the formal education of college, but that isn't to say that they don't know stuff and that they're not smart.
But they're working.
And there are jobs with that, and someone has to do that work. It's a necessity. So if you're into helping people, going into one of the trades that has anything to do with car maintenance or house maintenance or things that we use every day, that can be very gratifying. For instance, we recently had a plumbing issue we had to take care of. And we were just grateful that somebody could come help us, and so that we were able to avoid a disaster. And that's, you know, thank you very much. You did an awesome job. I'm very grateful for these people. And that's got to be satisfying for the practitioner as well. But people are always going to need tires for their cars. There's a whole generation of people that are going to still be driving cars.
Even electric cars got to have the tire
that's
swap. You got to have the battery swap.
Absolutely.
Auto mechanics will still remain in one form or another.
Yeah, because
somebody has to turn the wrench.
Self-driving cars or electric cars or any of those kind of cars, they're mechanical devices. And mechanical parts fail or wear or what have you.
Have to be serviced.
Exactly. I applaud anybody that goes into the trades. That's hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Air conditioning, heating systems. Yeah, that's not going to be automated anytime soon.
We have a crisis in Northern California right now because there's nobody to do the building as we recover from these fires.
Not only that, they're having to import people to do the cleanup.
And
even before you can even think about rebuilding, there are tradesmen work that needs to be done before you even can even get to that point. And we don't have enough of those people mm-hmm. locally to make that happen.
But the electrical business, for one thing, is far more technical than it used to be because you're installing not only just the AC power, but control systems, smart home networks, things like that. And the tradesperson who has that knowledge is never going to lack for work.
Nope.
We made the call when we discovered a leak in the water heater up there in Coos Bay. We were told 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Three weeks.
How backed up these companies were.
2 and 3 weeks. So they were waiting. And we talked to a flooring installer who's had steady work for 2 years, even on near holidays. Mm-hmm. You get the holiday off, but you're working the day before and you're working the day after.
Yeah.
And there's that much work to do.
Yeah. So
so good ones and
you got to be willing to actually work.
Well, there's that, right? But there's a lot of stuff out there that folks can do. So it was interesting because the young man we were talking to really wasn't that interested in. He's not a gamer, and he really wasn't interested in the high tech stuff or whatever. And so he was still trying to kind of figure out what it is that he wanted to do.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to find out if he took our words to heart.
Yeah, we'll have to check up with him. He's been working where we ran into him for a couple of years, so we'll have to see if what happens.
Point of this story being that libraries, and that would include our library right here in town, they have evolved from a repository of books to digital community centers. They've got the infrastructure, they've got the space. More U.S. residents are relying on public libraries to serve as digital hubs in their daily lives. A 2015 Pew Research Center poll found that 94% of respondents said libraries should offer programs to teach people of all age groups, including senior citizens, to use digital tools. A 2017 report, now this is interesting, found that millennials are more likely than any other generation to use a library.
Interesting. If they have the digital stuff
mm-hmm.
or digital things.
Google's donating $1 million to the American Libraries Association. The money will be dispensed in microfunds to finance programs specifically tailored to local communities. Google's workshops will be covering a wide array of training topics from teaching small business to how to claim owners, how to put a listing on Google Maps. Now, of course, Google's getting something out of this, but it's also going to show people, because a lot of these people who want to break into digital technology as a means of making a living, mm-hmm. they don't know where to begin.
Right. Yep. I don't know a lot of this is being taught in business school just yet, you know, how to be an entrepreneur and take advantage of all these tools. Of course, it's a fast-paced change that goes on, and just when you learn about one tool, then a new one pops up, makes another one obsolete or what have you. But, you know, in a lot of ways, it's some say that technology is going to be the end of us as a species and or as a society or civilization. But it's also an extremely exciting time to see some of these things. Last hour, of course, we're talking about the assistance provided to physically limited or impaired mm-hmm. people. And, I mean, what a wonderful thing for those folks to be able to take advantage of technology to be independent or more informed or aware or what have you. That's a good thing.
Unfortunately, the word out is that, all you got to do is find the right investment. You got to invest in cryptocurrency and your fortune will be made and you'll never have to lift a finger.
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Well, according to some very famous spokespeople, it's easy. The money is there for your taking. Boxer Floyd Mayweather and music producer DJ Khalid have both been hit with massive fines for pumping cryptocurrency offerings. The Securities and Exchange Commission announced the cryptocurrency influencers had failed to disclose their support for shady initial coin offerings that were, in fact, bought and paid for. This is like some Instagram person shilling an awful skincare product. Mayweather and Khalid were secretly accepting cash to promote questionable initial offerings on social media.
Sort of a multi-level marketing scheme on a different scale, in a way, you know. It's sort of like telemarketing. Tell people to buy this and here, we'll pay you for your advertisings or what have you. But mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, get yours before.
Now, these people have a following. So this is a bought advertisement. And if mm-hmm. you don't, and they make it look like it's something you're interested in and you're telling your friends about, but you don't say that it was a paid advertisement. And that's when the Securities and Exchange Commission calls baloney.
The thing about it is these folks are fined, and if they pay up, where does that money go? It goes to the government. What about the people that lost money by investing in this, you know, because they saw these people as a trusted source of information? They don't get any of that money. That's kind of a messy system. And so what are they going to do next, you know?
Yeah.
Bilking people out of their hard-earned
I would
dollars.
Say that if you are looking at cryptocurrencies, do your homework. And there's an awful lot of scam out there.
Definitely have to do your homework. Go with one of the bigger names if you're insisting on investing in cryptocurrencies.
Yeah. I would personally stay away from it for the time being until the things settle out. I'm skipping forward a little bit here. By the way, Boomer Tech Radio Magazine on Flipboard is the place to find the stories that we're pulling up, and we found them.
We're always behind in the movies.
Yeah.
And let's see, Pacific Rim is a great one. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
Rock'em
yeah.
Sock'em Robots.
I did, yeah.
I love it. So we haven't seen Pacific Rim 2, reportedly. It's kind of weak-kneed, but that's okay.
It's giant robots and Japanese girls with purple hair. What do you want?
Well, I don't know about the Japanese girls with the purple hair, but the giant robots are cool.
It wasn't the first one.
Well, even the movie Avatar, where you have some opportunity to, you know, exist or operate something or whatever. What's to not like, right?
Yeah.
So Toyota has actually been creating a humanoid robot. Why they have to be humanoid, I don't know.
Well, the example, they've got the guy sitting in a control unit that is straight out of a manga magazine.
It is. It's pretty crazy.
He's got a VR headset. He's got these articulated arms.
Yep, controls strapped to his arms.
Remember the alien, the fight scene in Aliens when Sigourney Weaver steps into the cargo loader?
Yes.
Yeah, very much like that,
yeah,
minus
looks,
the looks, claws and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, looks like a lot like one of those augmented physical things, you know, that they've experimented with the military and that sort of thing as well. You know, Toyota's had this robot for a while.
That it's always been
working
tethered.
On it. Yeah, it's always been tethered, and now they've untethered it.
Now, the problem, of course, with any of these things is how do you get power to it? Because we do not have portable backpack reactors, nor are we likely to anytime soon. Mostly we're getting improvements in battery technology, but not long enough to run one of these things for more than a few minutes at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But this system used a 5G network to control it from about 6 miles away. That's pretty cool. What use could this be? Imagine an extremely hazardous site.
Yeah.
Where if you send somebody in, they're highly likely to get killed. You send in the robot controlled by a human operator with these enhanced sensors on it, and you might be able to vastly improve the safety of rescue operations.
Didn't in Terminator the robots have numbers, or was that like RoboCop? They had definitely had, you know, model numbers attached to these robots.
Well, most of them have had that. Terminator was the T-101,
yeah,
and the
yeah,
T-1000.
Yeah, no, stuff like that. This is the T-HR3, and I assume that the T is Toyota, the HR is a humanoid robot, and this is like a third gen of it. And it's interesting that, you know, one of the big problems with mechanical robots is that they can't keep their balance. They mm-hmm. can't do stairs. They can't do things like that. And this one has full body balance, and it can and coordination that helps keep it upright. And it also has flexible joint control so that it can control the force mm-hmm. with which it touches things, especially people. So, well, why would you want a humanoid robot anyway? Because in certain environments,
climbing stairs.
Well, interaction with humans, really.
Yeah, or operating a piece of equipment remotely that was already built
for
people.
That is already designed for people. All of these kind of things make it sensible to have a humanoid robot. That's something that a human can react to, or it can function in an environment that was designed for humans to function mm-hmm. in. So they want to be able to use these robots to assist patients in hospitals and things like that, or shut-ins with limited mobility and things like that. And they want the robot to be friendly and helpful. So mm-hmm. Having a humanoid shape probably is one of those steps to where it's recognizable. It's not
right.
a box, or it's something rolling around that has a screen, a face on a screen. That would creep me out, you know. Remind me of Max Headroom.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that that's disembodied.
Little LEDs like Chappie. Maybe,
yeah,
remember that one?
Maybe
little,
so.
Yeah.
I mean, R2-D2, you know,
mm-hmm.
who actually didn't have much, you know, mechanical ability.
We don't want their kind in here. Your droids will have to leave.
C-3PO, of course, being more humanoid.
Yeah. Well, he was human-cyborg relations. Yes.
Well, yes. So, and for the same reason, he was humanoid-looking. So it's interesting that, you know, a company makes one step further. I'd hate to know what that costs, though, right now. And the development of that, how much money they've poured into that. It's just crazy.
Cult of Mac is reporting that a deal has been cut that will let you play. And this is a big step. If you subscribe to Apple Music Service, but you have an Echo speaker, it used to be you were out of luck. Now, Apple tried to sell their HomePod speaker, which was overpriced, sounded not great, because they wanted to keep you within their own ecosystem. Apple and Amazon have apparently cut a deal. Apple Music will be showing up on Amazon's line of smart speakers as an option beginning December 17th. Music being one of the most popular features on Alexa. Now, I've got Amazon Music Unlimited, which I really enjoy. As we were driving back yesterday, we downloaded some music and played it back through a Bluetooth speaker on the way home. It was kind of nice. I like my app, and your Amazon Music Unlimited, I think, is $13 a month. Is it 10 or 13 bucks a month, something like that.
It's either 10 or 15.
10 or 15. Huge library.
15, I think.
Yeah. But, I mean, I use it all the time. So this deal between Apple and Amazon, it's not often that these companies play nice together. The deal means Amazon will be able to sell more Apple products to their sales channel. They still say they're not going to sell the HomePod, which is fine because nobody's actually buying the HomePod. It has it was terribly overpriced. It doesn't sound that great. Somebody who is a complete and total Apple cultist might buy the HomePod, but they haven't worked out all the bugs with it yet. It's no word on whether HomePod will be offering Amazon Music Unlimited. So right now you have to kind of jump through a few hoops. But we still use our original Amazon Echo.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have a Amazon Fire TV, the Cube. And
which
that plays back
well
through external speakers, which is really nice. So when we come back, we have one more segment here on Boomer Tech Radio. Story I want to look at about Amazon's Alexa, a big hit and a huge money drain because it makes it too easy to spend your money.
Ooh.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, the first Monday in December, we have Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. Find out what's happening in Northern California for this month and much more. Plus, what happened this weekend and catch-ups on politics and sports. All of it here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
It's a given that your car or light truck is going to need service sooner or later, and often waiting until later means a lot bigger repair bill. Now, there are many repair shops in town, so it pays to do your research and find out where your friends and neighbors take their vehicles and check reviews online as well. Advanced Automotive of Reading is listed on RepairPal.com, where customers just like you talk about their experience. Advanced Auto has been making quality auto care easy since 1993 and has a philosophy of keeping things simple. Stop by their shop at 5756 F West Side Road just off Bonneview. You'll see vehicles from local businesses and first responders in the yard because those customers rely on cars and trucks that are safe and reliable. But more than that, safe vehicles mean a safer community. And honestly, it's the right way to do business. Check them out for yourself. Advanced Automotive, 5756 F West Side Road in Reading, 244-4423. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence. Governor-elect Gavin Newsom is determined to curtail your constitutional right to keep and bear arms under his administration. Join the fight to protect the Second Amendment in California. Find out what you can do at the Second Amendment rally, Saturday, December 1st, at the Anderson VFW Hall. Speakers include Mark Baird, Patrick Jones, and local authorities who support our rights. Doors at the Anderson VFW Hall open at 3 p.m. Saturday, December 1st, for the Restore Your Rights Second Amendment rally.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's the Flood Line with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
It might be the car or light truck that gets you to your job every day. Maybe your child drives it to school. Or perhaps your drivers deliver goods to the customers who keep your business going. The bottom line is, you rely heavily on that vehicle to be safe and reliable day after day, and that means regular maintenance by professionals trained in the latest automotive repair techniques. For Brenda and myself, that means Advanced Automotive is the only repair shop we trust with our personal vehicles. Advanced Automotive does everything they can to make car care easy. Founded in 1993 by Tim Morlock and now owned by his son Cody, carrying on a tradition of honest work at a fair price. Find out for yourself by visiting AdvancedAutoReading.com or go to RepairPal.com, or you could just call 530-244-4423. It's a great little repair shop that's a bit hard to find, but worth the effort, at 5756 F West Side Road in Reading. Advanced Automotive.
Back for one more segment. You are listening to Boomer Tech Radio Live this week with Bob and Brenda. By the way, the catchy little tune you're hearing, 8-Bit Junkie, composed and performed by George Wood. Off the PodSafe Music Network, it is being used by permission. Shout out to our friends, of course, at Advanced Automotive. They are some excellent folks down there, and you should take your vehicle down there for get it ready for the winter weather, because that kind of turned a corner, as seasons do here.
In this case, it was flipping a switch.
Yeah, boy. We went from 80-plus to wet and rain. Not that anybody's complaining, because we needed the rain, but talk about an overnight shift.
Indeed.
Well, just when you thought you had enough choices for where you're going to get your entertainment from, the video streaming ecosystem is getting even more crowded. AT&T and Disney are jumping in. AT&T wants to take on Netflix after they merge with Time Warner, after AT&T merged with Time Warner. The service will have three tiers, a basic and no pricing, of course. You'll have basic, essentially movies, similar to what you're getting off of Netflix. Premium bundle will focus on original programming and the big movies, and the highest tier will include all the content plus licensed third-party content. So it's sort of a pay-as-you-go. What will be interesting to see is how much is all this going to cost you.
Yeah, there you go, right?
Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, some people are still playing Pokemon Go.
Uh-huh.
There was an initial peak, a frenzy. Then people who want to play the augmented reality game where you capture and train your own little monsters using an augmented reality overlay. This still has a lot of fans. But 2.5 years after the launch of the franchise, there was still no way for people to interact with each other unless they ran into each other while they're out trying to capture the non-existent digital monsters. Niantic is announcing that, and they don't have a time frame on this, but player versus player battles are coming soon. In other words, you'll train up your little digital critters, and then you'll pit them head-to-head, which smacks something of, cockfighting or dogfighting, but, of course, no animals actually being harmed.
Well, let's hope they're not necessarily those kind of things. Maybe it's a track race or something like that they could do, or whatever.
Well, players have long been able to battle the Pokemon stored in their gyms or work together to take down bigger, badder Pokemon. But real-time head-to-head battling has been
the goal
of Pokemon.
Yeah, a staple. I don't know that much about Pokemon.
So. Pokemon Go. Yeah, it's one of those things that's really a little over my head. Now, we've talked about
I must be getting old.
Yeah. Now, we've talked about our security cameras that we got from Ring, and I'm very happy with them. Now, we had to put them on mute while we were up there having workmen come and go.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was constantly ringing my smartphone.
Yep.
But Netgear also has a line, and these are pretty good cameras, too, the Arlo line by Netgear. Now, the Ring cameras that we got, you can either replace your doorbell or replace your porch light with the camera, which is kind of handy because you've got a blow-your-eyeballs-out set of LED spotlights.
Yep, they're pretty bright.
Tied with a camera. Arlo is kind of a standalone camera, and now they're introducing 4K, the ultra-high-definition camera. Most people, do you really need 4K in a security camera? Probably not. It's a huge bandwidth hog. But I've got the 1080 cameras that I've got were certainly sufficient to identify the guy who was poking around my back porch. It turns out it was a noisy neighbor.
At least it was a neighbor.
Yeah. But you want to tie up all that bandwidth? The $400 camera will get you a free one-year subscription to Arlo's Smart Premier service, along with an Arlo Smart Hub. The camera has a 180-degree field of view and has built-in see in the dark and has two-way communications. So that's about twice the price of our Ring cameras. I really like the Ring cameras.
Keep in mind that's 4K, so that's probably part of what's driving the price up. And if you don't have a monitor display that can deal with 4K, then maybe 4K is a moot point.
Yeah. I predict that this is the year that 4K TVs really start selling. I've advised for the last couple of years, don't be in a big hurry. Don't be in a big hurry. This is the year that if you're up for buying a new set, I would certainly go ahead and invest in a 4K because the technology has settled down. Streaming services are starting to transmit in 4K. There's a version of Blu-ray that gives you a 4K picture. But that's not enough. The Japanese broadcaster NHK is going to scan and send out an 8K signal.
that's amazing.
For the, they have asked Warner Brothers to scan the original 2001 A Space Odyssey as a 8K file. And send it out for the channel at 16 times the resolution of regular high definition. However, almost nobody has the actual television.
I was going to say, who has that yet? But I guess they're getting in on it from the ground up.
NHK says they've been developing super high vision, which is what they refer to as 8K. Their broadcast can include 24 channels of audio.
As wow. If you didn't
like any household is going to be allowed to run that many speakers around.
For immersive surround sound. Okay, wait a minute. When you're out in the real world, you tune out a lot of stuff. You don't need everything brought forward and played right now.
This is interesting. They hope to broadcast the Tokyo 2020 Olympics using the new format. Now, there are some TVs out there. Samsung and LG have announced 8K-capable sets, but they're still hideously expensive.
Oh, yeah.
But remember, I remember putting up a 1080 plasma set that was $20,000. This was back in 1997.
You can't even buy them anymore, can you?
No, you can't even buy plasma anymore. The program will, this channel NHK is putting up, which is the Nippon Broadcasting Company, or however that works out, the channel will broadcast live from Italy to showcase popular tourist attractions from Rome, as well as food, culture, and history. Early on in the high definition period, remember, there were these specialty channels that broadcast in high def.
Like Sunrise Earth.
Yeah.
Some other programs, yeah, good stuff.
And that was when it was still really something.
Do our eyeballs, can we tell the difference between a 4K and an 8K set, for instance?
Yeah, young eyeballs, good, I guess. Many movies are shot on 35mm, were shot on 35mm. Space Odyssey was shot on 70mm film, highest quality at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Warner Brothers says they were able to scan the original film negatives, repair the scratches, and provide an 8K version of the film that captures the power and beauty of the original.
Wow. Amazing.
Pretty cool stuff.
That is pretty interesting. Yep. Oops, I got off my Flipboard page here. I got to get back here.
Now, one of the things that Apple likes to tout is the security of the iOS
system.
App Store.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the App Store. Mm-hmm.
Many iPhone fans got a shock. A new heart rate application, which was created with third-party software, attempted to scam users out of $90. The application took advantage of Apple's Touch ID sensor by instructing users to place a finger on the Touch ID sensor in order to check their heart rate. What happened when the customers did this was a sneak attack charge. The fingerprint authorized a $90 US dollar transaction while dimming the screen so much the customers could not see what was happening. So the pop-up dialog was obscured during the dimming process. this particular scamming application was simply titled as Heart Rate Measurement. This is a clear violation of Apple's App Store policy. Those who know about Apple iOS, now the company is supposed to really review this stuff, so how this got past Apple's security checks.
Yeah, that you got to wonder, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody was bribed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the postal workers that were caught delivering cocaine. They were bribed to do so.
Yeah. So, yeah, just be careful, and especially if there's an app and it's free, you're either going to be stuck with in-app purchases,
ads,
or there's some scam going.
Yep, I don't give them money. I don't in-app purchases. If I get to a point in a little game or an app where that starts having to be the case to move on, bye bye.
Nope. I would rather pay for the dang thing up front and be done with it.
Yep.
Downloadable content is the gold mine of gaming.
Oh, yes.
All that having been said, Wall Street Journal says Apple is 2018's best managed company. What does that say about the rest of them?
What does that say about the rest of the business world? Oh, dear.
Now, as of the writing of the article, it was the most valuable publicly traded company. However, Microsoft has bumped past them in recent days.
Huh. Well, neck and neck.
Speaking of advanced things, the InSight lander has touched down on Mars.
Yes, very exciting.
7-foot-wide solar panels generates 4,500 watts of power.
They made this happen, and it was essentially a flawless landing. And from the point of view that it's sitting in a 4-degree tilt, but it was designed to operate up to a 15-degree tilt, so it's all good stuff. InSight's mission, if you haven't heard about it, is to explore more about the planet's internal structure. So I think that's one reason they named it InSight.
The system is going to be looking under the surface of Mars for signs of bacterial life.
Right. It's actually going to drill into the surface further than ever before, which probably hasn't been very far. And so it's beginning to send back pictures of where it is, and they're slowly taking the covers off the cameras now that the thing is generating energy, and it actually generated more energy than any other device that's been on Mars so far. So that's kind of a record, but it has these big solar panels, mm-hmm. or a big solar panel. It's about 7 feet in diameter.
Now, we mentioned about the App Store and their process. Apparently, this is a big thing in China. Mm-hmm. Gambling programs. Apple has now banned 700 apps from the App Store in China. This bogus iOS software reportedly was updating itself without going through the Apple Store. This is some big names. The Sogu search engine, car sharing app. According to the London Telegraph, Apple removed the apps they were issuing updates without going through the App Store. In other words, you could send a legitimate version of the program through initially to get past the screening process.
Uh-huh.
And then the program, once it's installed on the phone, starts updating itself outside of the screening process. What could possibly go wrong?
In August,
Apple removed nearly 25,000 apps from the Chinese App Store. 4,000 of them were illegal gambling apps. The Chinese authorities have put Apple under constant pressure for not filtering banned content like pornography, gambling, and fake goods in the iMessage and App Store ecosystem. A report from local sources in China states that Apple earned more than $2 billion in the last quarter of 2017 through the App Store. China contributes 40% of Apple's app revenue so far. So the company has to keep a clean house. There will be more crackdowns in the future.
Speaking of things going on in China, own an electric car in China, the government gets all that data about where you go and when you go and how far you go. And but this is different. It sends real-time data. It's just that, I don't know, you know, that's kind of antithetical to what we would view as Americans would like, right?
More than 200 manufacturers, including Tesla, Volkswagen, BMW, Daimler, Ford, General Motors, Nissan, Mitsubishi, and U.S.-listed electric vehicle startup NIO, transmit their position information and dozens of other data points to the Chinese government-backed monitoring centers without the car owner's knowledge.
In general, that's right. So the Chinese officials say the data is used for analytics to improve public safety and facilitate industrial development and infrastructure planning to prevent fraud and subsidy programs. Well, yeah, but what else? This is the country, after all, that, you know, put doodahs in your computer to...
Yeah, and add this to the story we did last week about your social score, that if you don't rate high enough on the social score, you're not allowed to get a train ticket. You're on a blacklist.
You can't live in certain places or get certain kinds of jobs and things like that, that being in China as well. Don't think I'd care to live in that kind of environment.
But we have to be vigilant lest we end up in a similar situation.
All too true that could happen.
And I'm not saying throw away your phone.
Oh, absolutely not.
But just, keep aware of what's going on. Of course, Black Friday came and went. Cyber Monday came and went. Billions of dollars spent both online and in stores. But if you're looking to make somebody happy with a new laptop or find a tablet that will make a good holiday present, all kinds of deals from Amazon, Walmart, and Best Buy are still out there. Apple products on sale all over this weekend. If you need a new iPad, the fifth generation 128 gig Wi-Fi pad is $349 at Walmart. If you need something for the road, the iPad Pro with cellular and a 512 gig memory is about $1,000, $1,100. MacBooks on sale, the MacBook Pro for about $2,100. Lots of Apple sales. Just have to go where to look. Now, if you're not a big Apple person, the Amazon Fire HD 10 Kids Edition, which is ruggedized. It's got a limited software selection, so the kids can't be downloading, they can't go to Starbucks and download porn on their Kindle Fire for Kids. $150. But if you want something with a little more power to it, the Hewlett-Packard 15-inch, I'll call it 16-inch, 15.6-inch. Remember when it was even numbers on your laptop size?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
$580 for a very capable, what amounts to a 16-inch computer. There's gaming systems from Asus, Samsung, Chromebooks. Just looking at the list here. I'm still, there's a mini for the Apple iPad Mini 4 with Wi-Fi and cellular, 128 gigs of storage, It's still about $600, but the list on that is $730. That's a little rich for your blood. You can get a Mini 2 certified refurbished for $289. That's pretty nice.
Cool.
Yep. So all kinds of, and as we get closer to Christmas, lots more things to be to tempt your shopping dollars.
I'm sure. I mean, you know, Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday, and all of that is come and gone. And I didn't hear any big stories about what was hot on Black Friday. Did you?
No, I don't think there was a single breakout product, but PayPal says that over $1 billion in mobile transactions took place on those two days.
Yeah, pretty crazy that way. So that part is good, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Apple has caved in to the government of India. India's telecom regulator had threatened to ban iPhones if Apple didn't approve a government-developed Do Not Disturb app. According to an Apple spokesman in India, Apple approved of the app. It's available on the App Store. It's entitled Do Not Try DND. The app attempts to help Indian customers avoid unwanted phone calls and text messages. It's been almost a... The average person is receiving up to 10 unwanted calls or messages a day. Apple was reluctant to be forced to offer this this app, but the Indian government has said, "You want to sell your phones in like the largest market in the world, you know, in terms of people in the world, you're going to give up." Speaking of selling, here's a deal. You can get yourself a Galaxy Note 9 or S9.
Right.
This is an AT&T deal. This is how crazy it's gotten buying phones.
Well, it's like the anything, come buy this and you get a free whatever, right?
Yeah.
And this one you could actually use, though.
AT&T's deal, well, you get a new line or account and buy a qualifying Samsung Galaxy device. To get the deal, you end up with a 50-inch 4K TV. You get your TV directly from Samsung using a promo code.
So the whole thing is, though, this isn't, you know, just walk in, this is what I want. If you're an existing AT&T customers kind of get a little shorted on this. You need to start a new line or account and buy that qualifying Samsung Galaxy device.
You must buy one either an AT&T Next or Next every year installment agreement.
Yep.
Now, we went with Verizon a couple of phone cycles ago, and frankly, we've been happier with Verizon service in our area, but your mileage may vary.
That's true. It just depends.
But if you're an AT&T customer and maybe you've got, you know, something like you're hanging on to your Galaxy 5 or maybe a 7, it might be time to jump up to a 9.
It also is for a limited time only, so very possibly by the time you've heard this, that deal may be off, but you never know. And it's, you know, a time-honored sales thing is just with new tech in this case. Oh, come in and get a free this. Remember, there were things like buy this around Thanksgiving and get a free turkey.
Oh, yeah,
things like that, you know. It's
we still love free stuff, which is why we are prey for scammers, because we want free stuff, and, well, we're going to offer you free stuff, but we're actually going to end up screwing you over.
Yeah, so what was it? Free 3-day, 2-night vacation in the Caribbean
man,
or whatever?
Oh, I'm so tired of this.
It's like, it's not free. What do you mean it's not free? No, it's not free. I got to get myself there. It cost me something to go get that. It's not free.
Yeah.
It's money I would be spending otherwise. Exactly. Yeah, it's, I love it. You go to the store and, oh, you saved $133 a day. No, I didn't save a darn thing. I just paid you $25 or whatever on this big sale. Kohl's loves to do that. Oh, look, you saved this much money. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't save anything. I just spent money with you. What are you talking about?
I wouldn't have bought this damn thing to begin with.
Exactly. Exactly. If I hadn't bought it, then I that's how I'd save my money.
Couple of quickie things here. Richard Branson says Virgin Galactic is going to have people going off to space before Christmas. We'll see if that happens. It's not the first time they've made a claim of that sort. And some companies want to ditch Wi-Fi in favor of a private 5G network. We'll talk about these tech stories and so much more in upcoming episodes of Boomer Tech Radio. Wherever you go, whatever you do, be safe. Be good to each other. Ever since we started Boomer Tech Radio, Advanced Automotive has been part of our program. But Tim and Cody Morlock are more than just our advertisers. They're our friends, and they are our first choice when we have our personal vehicles serviced. Why? Well, because after your home, your car is probably your second biggest investment, and it's vital that it be safe and dependable. Advanced Automotive has a skilled staff of certified technicians ready to diagnose your vehicle and get it running right. Advanced Automotive is listed on RepairPal.com, a national rating site where customers can leave reviews and even get an estimate on the cost of a repair. Go where the professionals take their vehicles to be serviced. Advanced Automotive in Reading, on the web at AdvancedAutoReading.com. Visit them at 5756 F Westside Road, just off Bonneview. Call them at 530-244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.